that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Be times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
that
will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow,
wheels rolled around again to Saturday morning, and welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers. We welcome you, the remnant, and we've got a full crew this morning, and we're going to bring everybody on. Let me get all the buttons pushed, and it is April 9th, 2022, and Tim from Nebraska, thanks for joining us, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'm glad to be here.
Amen. And Jason, good morning.
Good morning.
And we cover it from sea to shining sea, from north to south, from way down south. Josh, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And Paul from the great northern state of Michigan, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And we extend that to you, the remnant. Thank you for joining us. We don't have our sunrise quite out here yet this morning. It's a little cloudy to the east, but blue skies everywhere else, and we'll have a glorious sunshine here in just a few minutes. But we do welcome you. We thank you, Remnant, for taking time. Hopefully you have your Bible, and you have your coffee, and you're tuned in. Maybe you're on the telephone listening. Maybe you're listening on the live stream on the computer. Either way, we're glad that you've joined us. We'll have the phone lines open in a little bit, but as always, we're going to open up in prayer, and Jason, we'll ask you to do that.
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we just ask, Father, that you have your hands upon us today as we go out over the airways. Father, we pray that you lead us, guide us, and direct us. Lord, we come before you, and we just pray that we can be a blessing to the saints and a blow to the snakes. We pray, Father, that you can just be with us and your people, and tend to the sheep of your pasture all across this land as we cry out and we ask you to, God, save America again. We pray for this land to be saved. It's in deep need of saving, Lord, and we're just crying out to you and asking you to save it. We pray, Father, that you lead us, guide us, and direct us as the patriarchs of our families, and that you give us the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding that we need, Father. And then we pray, Father, that you just continue to use your people and to raise up men of God again across this country. In Jesus Christ's holy name, I pray, amen.
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 Amen. Well, I wanted to make a quick mention of a couple of praise reports. Miss Joanne from Wisconsin called. She had called Wednesday night asking for prayer. Her sister was going in for heart surgery first thing Thursday morning, and she wanted prayers for that. And she called Thursday night and said, you know, the surgery went great, and her sister's on the mend. And that was sure good to hear. And I had put a prayer request out for a young cowboy, Charlie, out in Nevada, that got stomped in the face and tore up by his horse and life flighted and just didn't know what was going to happen there. And he's out of the hospital, home with a big black eye and limping around a little bit, but out of the hospital in just a day or two. And so I just wanted to share that with you men, and also with the remnant tuning in, that just as a reminder, our God hears our prayers. He has good plans for his people. And, you know, when the opportunity arises to pray, make sure that we don't want to fall back. We don't want to stumble or to put that off. Oh, we'll do that tomorrow. No, when the opportunity arises, take care of it right then. Well, plenty of current events. Didn't know if anybody had something you wanted to start out on this morning. I'll sure just throw that out there.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about this this Michigan governor kidnapping plot. It seems to be it was something that was in the news this week. But you talk about just a racket. We've seen this over and over, and this has happened so many times. I mean, and we've seen these conspiracies, and so much of the time you get back to behind what has been portrayed or what has happened, and you find these agent provocateurs, these paid informants that are paid by the FBI, and I often wonder, okay, why aren't they going after these guys? You know, up in Michigan, we had it was the plot, the conspiracy to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and you know, you got a couple of guys that it sounds like just a bunch of deadbeats. I mean, they talk about how they like to sit around and smoke pot and drink beer, and then you get an FBI agent that's in there that starts telling them that they need to go kidnap the governor, and you know, of course they jump all over it and get him arrested and throw him in jail and make a big deal about, you know, the plot to kidnap the governor. And finally the judge acquits him, and it's just, I mean, basically shaking his head. Two of them have been acquitted. Two of them are on a hung jury right now. And you know, but you look at that unseen third party, and so often there's that unseen third party. You know, and here it's a paid government informant, you know, for the FBI that is in there, that is that unseen third party. And it's, you know, why do we not hear about that, and why don't they go back and go after the paid informant? You know, if it was such a big deal, why didn't they go in and stop it sooner? And you know, it's just a racket, like we see in so many different things. But I mean, it's noteworthy that, you know, that's one thing that they're talking about. You know, there's people that are upset that these guys get acquitted on it. You know, well, it is that unseen third party that so often you got to look at and figure it out and follow the dollars and see where that leads.
Yeah,
If you, you know, you can, there's so many different things that are going on in the country right now. One of the things that as far as the world aspect of things, there was a news headline that just came out that said that Walgreens is to start rationing baby formula As supply chains crunch hits new parents, 29% of the top-selling formulas are out of stock at stores across the United States. You know, and I see that as, you know, I see this, that it's like, you know, that's an important, you know, people that are on formula, which I don't agree with, you know, people using formula that they don't have to. But I know that there's a lot of mothers out there that are forced to do that. But at the same time, it's God, I feel like it's God pushing his people back to, you know, his ways, you know, which is mothers nursing children and using goat milk and different things like that. And there's other options. You know, it's a crisis for the world when you look at just the worldly ways and you're used to going that direction. But when, you know, when people aren't doing that, sometimes God's got a way of getting people back on track. And, you know, that's what I see, you know, in articles like this. And I checked into this, and it's a big deal. And they're making a big thing about it, out of it. And they're thinking that it's going to be a long-lasting, lingering effect as far as the formula markets are concerned. You know, there's I know that there's people that use it for, you know, supplements and different things that they feel like they need to. But there is other options, and there is other alternatives. And so it's just, you know, it's interesting when you see that and you can see how God has got his hands on things like that.
Amen. Well, there's a lot of that, there's a lot of bread and circuses things going on right now. You know, we've got all around, and just separating the wheat from the chaff is kind of a full-time job right now at the moment. I mean, sometimes it's like what's important, what's not important. You know, in your prayers, I kind of ask the Lord to help me figure out what matters and what doesn't, because you know, you only have so much time and so much thought power to spend on things and so many areas to target for prayer. And when we see some of these things go on, it leaves us wondering what to do with them occasionally. So it sounds to me like that deal in Michigan was strictly a kind of a, like you said, a bread and circuses thing with the kidnap deal on the governor. I mean, it there's a lot of agent provocateurs that run around. We hear about it all the time that do that stuff, you know, that try to bring about these things, and people fall into it. So, and there's a lot of time wasted and a lot of effort wasted on that. So,
well, and I think that there's one of the things that we're going to see more of. I mean, there's they came out with this week and they talked about the rubber rubber shortage, the rubber apocalypse shortage, and you know, they were talking about how, you know, these trees have been so, you know, number one is supply chains have been disrupted, and you know, the supply chains are, you know, using resources in different areas and stuff, and there is a shortage there. But on the other hand, over in Malaysia, which is in Southeast Asia, that's where they grow a lot of these rubber trees. And they genetically engineered them so much and so differently that they grow faster, and usually that they can harvest them within 4 years. But it's made them where that a lot of the supplies that they can grow, that they are weaker and they're more prone to storms and to storm damage. And they said that there's been a lot of storms that have disrupted it, and it goes back to the, you know, the heavily genetic modifying of them.
Yeah. Well, they seem to really they love to play God. I mean, we're seeing that with this whole mosquito thing. I just seen something go by on them again there. The mosquitoes, and if to my mind, you know, is there anything more more annoying than a mosquito? I mean, boy, they're breeding them and releasing them because they're trying to make them do something, you know, useful to their thought process, and that it flies in the face of the way our God works, and they can't make it better than God does. You know, I mean, it's just we're running into that. It's the same way with I know we're getting ready for garden time, and we're raising a lot of our own starts this year because you can't get seedlings. I mean, all of the greenhouses are gone or out of business. So, and the ones that you do get aren't viable. They either don't set fruit or they don't live. So, you know, it's like time to go back to the heirloom stuff and start getting that started and out. And it's like, they in their rush to make things in their own image, it's just destruction.
Amen. Well, guys, we got Warren on the line. Warren's called in. Good morning, Warren.
Yes, I'm calling in. I heard you talking about, the baby formula and stuff. I got a prayer request for that. I don't know about wherever you are. They got commercials on the TV saying that these babies can die if that baby formula has cow's milk in it. You know, the globalists and the pharmaceutical, the medical people or whatever. You know, they condemn all the good stuff like beef and cow's milk. And we know this is the land of milk and honey, that God bless the cows and the milk. And if there is anything in there that's killing these babies, that, you know, God take it out of there. And another comment I was going to make about that governor up there in Michigan, I think that might be a Patty Hearst thing. Remember that Patty Hearst, her granddaddy is a big, rich newspaper guy and oil guy, and she set up her own kidnapping, and she went on a bank robbing spree, and that's my comments on that. And
all right, Warren. Well, thanks for the call. Thanks for the comments.
God bless you.
Have a great day. Well, Remnant, the phone lines are open, 307-745-5913. If you have a comment or a question, we'd be glad to take your call. It is a live program this morning of April 9th, 2022. And, Tim, you mentioned those garden starts. I'm sure seeing more and more of that locally here, people that I know, seen it down on the Front Range, that people are out working in them. It's just spring good. Our frost date, we've still got another several weeks, but it seems like the doors are open at the greenhouses and the hoop houses, and people are more and more are gardening more. Doing more of that, and the what do they call it? Community sustainable agriculture, CSA. Seeing quite a bit more of that, and at least some people that are if they can't raise it. I was talking with a lady yesterday. It's like, if you can't garden, somebody close to you can and is, and you can help them out. You can let them know you can buy their excess, and it's like that with eggs and beef, and we're seeing that little hometown community grow back in some areas anyway.
Yeah, it's definitely an exciting time of the year. I love getting seeds in the ground and getting plants and stuff. And, one of the things that we got a book available on the ministry, and it's called Dirt to Soil. It's just a fantastic book. I've read it several times now. Dave Brown did a bunch of videos after that, and watched those videos, and just talking about the regenerative agriculture and making people think outside of the box and thinking different. And I know that that book's made a huge difference on me in the way that I've looked at things, and the way that I've handled farming practices and ranching practices. And you know, Paul, why don't you get in there and say some stuff about that? That was an eye opener book for you as well, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Well, you know, nature has its ways. It'll correct itself every time, and every time you come in there with an insecticide or fungicide, you throw nature totally out of whack, because it kills the good with the bad. And nature will balance itself if you just stay out of the way. Nature is powerful. It's made to last forever, so if we do it his way.
Yeah.
Amen.
And it's, you know, and the more people that I talk to, the more people that have been doing it. We had I got my no-till drill out here, and I pulled it over to the house the last week, and it wasn't sitting out in front of my house for, you know, 2 or 3 hours, and people were stopping by wanting to know if we did pasture seeding, and they wanted to put in cover crops and grazing crops different stuff like that. And the guy that I'm working with, who he seeded over 35 acres already this year of cover crops for people. And people are doing it on a small scale. They're wanting 4 or 5 acres done here, 4 or 5 acres done there. And the seed place, talked to the seed company that we've been getting seed, and they're just selling seed out left and right. And they said it's just, you know, it'll be a record year for them. And people are, I was talking with another guy who was getting seed in from California for his cover crops and putting it in, and he's working on a dry land grazing mix. And just exciting to see people doing something different. And one of the things that they've got in common is they're trying to get away from the fertilizer guy, which, you know, as they said, it's been one of their biggest expenses in their farming, you know, operation. And you know, I've talked to people, and it's like, you know, they just, with the price of fertilizer going through the roof, they want to, you know, they're like, well, I can't use as much fertilizer as I used last year, which, you know, getting fertilizer is kind of like going to the drugstore. The drug guy is, once you get on it, it's really hard to get off of it.
Yeah,
you need to pump more and more and more into it all the time. Because it's, it's something that's artificial. You know, there's a lot of people that know a lot more about that than I do. But, you know, I, over the years, it's like you're not gonna be pumping that nitrogen into the ground forever, and then you're just cut it off and expect everything to be okay. You're gonna have to do something different. And that's what people are doing, and it's exciting because they're, you know, people are turning back to you know, God's ways, which is nature, you know, and correcting itself, like what Paul said. And if we do it that way, I mean, it's just, you know, the outcome is, well, the thing that I like about, one of the things that I really like about Gabe Brown is, you know, in that book, is he has got he lays out a 200-year plan for his farm. I mean, he's thinking generationally. And, you know, our people just generally haven't thought that way, you know, and we need to be doing. And, Ray Archuleta is another one that I really enjoyed listening to and watching, and you know, he was on there and he was talking about a man that, or interviewing a man, and they were talking about soil health and stuff. And I mean, he put out that we have a duty to hand off better land to our children than we've been handed, and it talked about the duty of that, and you know, how many people have actually taken that and thought about that. And want to invest in the land. I mean, you know, the scripture is really clear. I remember, you know, talking with Peter about some of this stuff and a little bit of this regenerative agriculture stuff, and it was, you know, it was, there wasn't a whole lot on it when we were talking about it, but, you know, one of the things that he pointed out to me is God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And, you know, he had that scripture in mind when he wrote the book Saving the Environment, and it's true and it's a fact. And you know, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and that includes the land and the soil and you know, everything that we've got from the ground up.
Amen. Well, guys, we've got a caller, Ken. Good morning.
Good morning, Richard. and everybody else there. I got one comment and one question for Paul, because he got cut off the phone a couple weeks ago. His voice was so garbled up you couldn't understand it, if you remember right. But the comment I had listening to Jason's open on Gretchen Whitmer, the first thing that came to my mind was, who in the world would want to kidnap a witch? Can you imagine spending 2 weeks with her in your house? This is beyond belief. Anybody in the right mind would ever want to kidnap somebody like her. And
you'd want to commit suicide real quick, wouldn't they?
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Ken.
Well, anyway, the question I got, Paul got cut off the line there a couple weeks ago when his phone got all snarbled up, whatever. And I never did catch any of that about the borax, and I wanted to know something about it before there's a borax shortage. There's a new shortage every week, and borax, being it was mentioned on your program, may be the next one. But I didn't catch anything about if they're using that borax for arthritis topically or orally, and he got a couple of tablespoons or teaspoons out, and that's about the last I heard of it. If Paul could answer that, what he read about it, I'd sure like to know about it.
Yeah. All right, I got to tell me I printed off. I don't know if it's on the internet or not, but it's www.health-science-spirit.com/borax.atm. That's the website that I printed it off from. But the formula is, you take a rounded teaspoon and put it in a quarter of water and dissolve it, and then you take from 1 to 3 tablespoons of that liquid a day. One, if things are fine. If you got a problem, just work your way up to that third one if you got arthritis bad. But it works amazingly fast.
You take it,
and that is boring. So.
Yeah, it sounds like Ken, he's making a solution, just a big rounded teaspoon and a quart of water, and let it dissolve, and then just take a few spoons of that per day. So, yes, orally. And, Paul, if you could send that to me, I'll see if I can get it on to Ken as well, if you get a chance to send that to me, Paul.
Okay.
I would appreciate that a lot. The last thing, Jason was just talking, and Paul were talking about the fertilizer thing, and I just wanted to drop this in. The county here is offering farmers free fertilizer, and they won't take it. They even had to put an ad in the paper begging farmers to take seaweed out of the lakes, and there are a lot of lakes and rivers around here, and they have to cut them for the fishermen, so that people can navigate the river especially. And they're dumping loads and loads and loads of weeds, seaweed. It only takes about a year for this to turn into the richest black dirt you ever imagined. You don't need to add any kind of a nutrient to it to grow the most awesome crop you've ever seen. And they can't get the farmers to take it. It's too slow.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
That's how it is, isn't it? You know, it's kind of like offering people eternal life with Jesus Christ, and they turn it down. They turn it down.
Amen. It's true.
Well, Ken, thanks.
All right.
Thanks for the comment.
I'll sign off and listen to the rest of your program. Thank you very much for letting me get on and ask that question.
All right, Ken. God bless. Well, I think that comment on the fertilizer ties right in with your comments, Jason. I think the regenerative ag, and it's all tied together. As the fertilizer, lower supply, higher cost, people are looking for alternatives. Some people are finding them. Some people are like these, this last couple of years that you've gotten all these regenerative agriculture books for us. And they've hit a nerve, you might say. They've found a home in people that are looking for those type things. More and more people, even in the health field, are seeing that with supplements, that these micronutrients you know, that they're having to supplement to get them, the magnesium and like he said, the borax, the boron, and like Ken had said, there's so many of these things that are not in our food anymore, and people are realizing that it is all tied together. So, in Remnant, the latest newsletter we've got out, and it is, I didn't bring one back here with me this morning, but the agricultural books, they're all on sale this spring, 15% off. So take a look at your newsletter, and, you know, maybe if you don't have that dirt to soil, or maybe you want the book on regenerative agriculture, or if you like to save seeds, the Seed to Seed book is there as well. And so take a look at them, because that's something that we've been trying to do, is to provide this information to you, at least to get you started. Excellent books, if you're interested in doing it. And it is that time of the year, springtime, spring cleaning. We're getting longer days, warming up. Whew. That is a certainly a blessing, and I'm sure ready for it, that's for sure. Well, the phone lines are open, 307-745-5913. Josh, how are things way down south?
Well, it's, everything's green, and it's warming up, which is a little bit cool this morning. Bridge is 39 degrees this morning, but it's warming up quickly. Spring just about here.
That's right.
I was just sitting here a little bit angry this morning. Read an article this morning, was looking through the news and at the headlines and what have you. I brought it up before, the transgender participation in the women's swimming classes. Well, read an article this morning about how this Leah Thomas tied for fifth place with a lady, Miss Riley Gaines. And you can look up the article and read it, but more or less, the NCAA told Miss Gaines, the female, that they were going to give the trophy to Leah, and that you know, they needed for her to be up there on the podium, and that they would send Miss Gaines her trophy in the mail. And just infuriating. The article talked about how you know, it's an understood thing that they're not supposed to talk about that. They've been directed to keep their mouth shut, you know, and to try to portray this acceptance of this man that has been taking female hormones for a year. So that makes the guy legal to be a woman in the NCAA's eyes. After being a loser as a male swimmer, is coming in and being a strong force in the women's swimming. It just makes me angry. And, you know, I think about my little girl, and I think about what message this is sending to the world. And we're supposed to protect our women, and love them and nurture them. And, you know, they are treasures to us. And the whole Women's Live movement was exactly against that. You know, it pushed them out of place and out of the home where they should have been, where they were under our covering. And, you know, where are they now that we're taking, you know, any of the women's competitions from them by injecting men and then threatening the athletes to say anything? And it's all just a dog and pony show. That's why they put this guy up there instead of the lady that's been working hard her whole career to achieve this accomplishment. So got me a little angry this morning.
I can understand that.
Yeah, I understand completely. It makes me angry, too, and I was looking at some of that stuff, and it's, you know, like you said, what does it send to the, you know, what kind of message does it send out, especially to the youth and stuff, but I mean, and, you know, it takes it, and basically there's no point in these women even competing in sports anymore if they're going to allow that crap in there.
It's more destruction. It's more destruction. You know, whether it just is. It's taking what you know, many people see as good and a good positive thing, and no, we've got to corrupt it as well. And now, hallelujah, we've got Ketanji Jackson Brown, the first black female so-called Supreme Court justice, fully nominated. And so, you know, we can just expect more of this because she is pro-transgender. She is soft on crime. And I'm glad to see this put up because it's going to bring it more and more to the forefront and put it right in front of people's eyes. And then hopefully we're going to be there to let them know, choose you this day who you're going to serve. If you're going to serve Baal, if you're going to serve the Ketanji Jackson Browns of the world, you're going to serve NCAA and tune into the Final Four and March Madness and blah blah blah, and that's what's going to be on your heart, on your mind, that you're talking about, that you're praying about, that you're you know, that you're focusing on. Have at it. But that's going down. That is going down. That they are building it up as fast as they can, and as God says, they may build up, but He will tear down. And it's going down. It is. It may not look like it, but that's the big surprise on them.
Well, and whether it's agriculture or this gender-bending philosophy that's going on, you know, or anything else, I was thinking about it in devotions the other morning, and I went and looked it up, but, you know, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 10, 11, and 12 says, with all the deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they might all be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And man, if we aren't seeing that all the way across the board today, you know, I mean, we've got all these people who aren't interested in the truth, and they think that Second Thessalonians, that chapter talks about them playing God and trying to sit in God's seat, and you know, we see that all around us in this land. But the good news is the fertilizer shortage is separating out the goats from the sheep. You know, God's people that love the land and love God and love the truth, they're trying to figure out a way around it, even though years of government training have produced what we see with how things are handled. And we see the gender vendor sports groups, people are standing up and going, now wait a minute, just like Josh is, you know, what about my daughter? I mean, I don't, you know, I don't want some half-wit non-biological in her locker room changing clothes, and I don't want him competing against her, and you know, just because it's such a King's New Clothes moment all the way around. I mean, it's just I just deal with Disney's got me going as far as and I was reading an article on Disney's down there, and DeSantis is up against Disney, and I appreciate DeSantis' stand for things. I mean, I don't know a tremendous amount about his personal life, but something there is, I mean, he calls a spade, and, and he seems to stand up for things, and I appreciate that. I really do, because it's costing him something. You can bet on it, but one of the things I thought was interesting was that the Disney Corporation in Florida is pretty much exempt from, I mean, within the borders of their facility, they're like their own country. It's kind of like a reservation down there. I mean, if you call the police on Disney, on Disney property, the Disney switchboard routes you to their police department. You know, the Orlando Police Department doesn't show up. These things go on, and you know, when you look at the fact that over the course of the last, since like 2006, they've had 30-some-odd personnel jailed in 8 years for sex crimes, and of those 35 or 36 that were arrested, 32 have been convicted. So, you know, it's like, Yep. And we've said it before, you know, if you're a predator, you go to a target-rich environment. And that's what they do. These predators are in those kind of environments. I mean, that's a pastor did a sermon years ago, Who's Who in the Bible Zoo. And I remember that one. It answers a lot of questions. And it's like, you know, when you, God has, he tells us who's the wolves and who's the snakes, and they're going to go where they go. They don't live out of their environment. And if they can make the whole world their environment, that's what they seek to do. And I think what we're seeing here on a massive scale is an attempt, which is going to fail, by the way, of them to terraform God's orderly world into their nightmare. You know, and it's Bible says we win, but that's not going to stop them from trying, because that's what they are and that's what they do. So I think we're seeing that all around us.
Yeah, that kind of set me back too. I didn't have any clue that they were their own, like you said, reservation or what have you, as far as the reference. And you think about, you talk about the scientists, look at the amount of money that he's up against, and so definitely keep him in our prayer.
Yeah, what exactly is? I've been hearing a lot of stuff going on about the Disney stuff, but I haven't seen any articles. I know what they're doing. I know that they're pushing the transgender stuff quite a bit. And but I don't know exactly what it is. What does anybody know exactly what they're doing?
They've been pushing the public education system to groom, you know, to push these third graders with all this transgender and homosexuality books and education and all that stuff. And so DeSantis came in and he came up. They called it the Don't Say Gay bill, and basically he came up and
that was put out by Disney. They're the ones that
No, DeSantis put it out that he didn't want, you know, he was putting out that, hey, you're not gonna teach transgenderism to third graders in the Florida public school system, and that's what Disney has gotten so upset about. Disney has some homosexual employees, some queer faggots. And they jumped behind coming against this bill, you know, because the how things had been going is they were pushing this, you know. It's just like you got the critical race theory being pushed, whites are bad, blacks have had everything taken from them, you know, for eternity, and on the other hand, you had this. this transgender pushing, DeSantis came against it and said, no, we're not going to teach that in the public school system. And so the enemies, that's what they said. They came up and they called it the Don't Say Gay Bill. Oh, we're not supposed to say gay. We're not supposed to say gay. And because what they were doing is grooming and recruiting these children. That's my understanding of it. But DeSantis has stood up to it and said, no, we're not going to do it. And he is standing up to that giant dragon anymore of Disney.
Yeah, it's Florida House Bill 1557. And it's known as that because basically, yeah, it's a bill passed that doesn't allow the schools to teach gay alternative or even LGBTQ, whatever other letters they keep adding to it, plus signs and minus signs and all that. But it doesn't allow them to teach that in school. And there's also, as I understood it, I haven't read the bill. I know what the number is, but as I understood it, there's some teeth in it as far as these, because the school districts, you know, they like to think that they can just ignore whatever they've told and by parents or anything else, unless it suits their agenda. But there's some teeth in it there too, as far as censure for teachers or being fired, or even to the point of being jailed. It lowers the bar for what's considered sexual predation against children in the classroom and that kind of stuff in teaching that. And so there's all this kickback. And it's interesting to me that Disney's trying to distance themselves from it to some degree, if you've noticed in the news, because it's the Disney, if you look, it's always the word Disney employees, Disney. The retired, what's his name, Bob Iger, I think it was. He was a retired Disney CEO. He came out and spoke about it. But you've got just that little disconnect there so that Disney can say, well, that's not necessarily our official position. That's just all our employees that we gave time off and paid to go demonstrate, and that's our retired CEO that we pay retirement benefits to, and, you know, those people. So, you know, it's one of those, they want to maintain this form of non-attachment to it, while at the same time they're doing everything in their power to make it that way. And Disney's under tremendous pressure right now. Disney and Hulu people are suspending their subscriptions. I mean, I don't remember the numbers, but it was a huge amount of money that people have done there as far as taking it away and shutting down Disney, shutting down their Hulu memberships. People going into Disney are way down. Of course, Disney's blaming that on economic woes, you know, higher fuel prices and things like that. But it's amazing how such a small percentage of the population is so vocal, and but God's people are getting more outspoken.
Yeah, that small population, Tim, the thought occurred to me, they're made to feel important. They're, because that's what the government talks about, that's what the media talks about, and they give them a voice instead of not. Anyway, hey, we got a couple callers. Bobby from Illinois is on line one. Bobby, good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. Congratulations on making it through another week of Upside Down Backwards World. And everybody, you guys are spot on. Callers, everybody out there, because we're at war. We're in a spiritual war, and they're trying to provoke us. And it's coming at us from all angles, like an implosion. This don't say gay thing, I don't even know where to begin to understand this. I mean, they want to be accepted, and now they don't want you to say it. See, they're provoking us. They're provoking us to take action, and, you know, they have their plans for us, because Satan's kingdom is out in the open, And they want us. They don't want anybody to utter the name of Jesus. And that's what they're going for. And by the way, thank you for hooking me up with Nick. He's a great guy. I've talked to him a few times. Hello?
Yeah, are you there? I understand your train of thought for sure. But I don't know if they are. I would possibly tend to think they're trying to suppress us more than provoke us, because they know what happens whenever we are pushed to a point where we do cry out to our God. And there's certainly value to what you're saying. You don't want to be provoked into acting out on what you yourself, you know, think is right, or, you know, standing on what you think. We definitely need to be in God's will and His Word. But that is what they are doing, no doubt, is provoking us. And they're causing those Saxon to hate. And they're trampling us. And I see people getting more salty every day because of it.
Yeah.
You're right with the end result.
Right. You know, we're told to be wise as the serpent and gentle as the dove. And I fully understand that. And both of those things are very difficult. Because to be wise as the serpent, you have to understand what they're doing and their plan. And to me, it's quite apparent. And troubling times ahead. And the fertilizer thing you guys were talking about, you know, we make our own fertilizer. It's real easy. We use rainwater and, like, bone meal and fish emulsion. If you have a neighbor there, or if somebody's got chickens, chicken poop, oh, that works great, too. And our garden flourishes because of it. And as a pesticide, diatomaceous earth works great. It just simply dries the insects out. It works real good. You know, I saw something that really, really upset me. I saw some drag queen trying to teach little kids how to twerk, and inside my soul, it's enraging me that they're doing this to our children, I just don't even know what to think about that stuff.
Well, that's our fault, because or whoever's had their children there in that position, it's their fault. It's our responsibility to guard our children, and it's their responsibility, it's their job to try to destroy our children. That's their role in the battle.
That's right. It's like Mr. Hoskins said years ago, wolves eat sheep. It's what they do. And those cross-dressing perverts are wolves, and they want to devour the sheep. And you know, we just it's just going to have to get down to where you know, that is. Some of us have seen that, like you have, Bobby, and the men here that we've been talking about, and the remnant out there. And I think Governor DeSantis is seeing that, and I think that at least to a degree. And I think that's why he's fighting the way he is. And that's a good thing. Well, Bobby, thanks for the call. Hope you have a great weekend. Well, guys, we are wrapping up here. Last couple minutes. I'll ask for some closing comments.
Yeah, let me read a quote from Governor DeSantis. Quote, "It ain't going to be easy. You got to be strong. You got to put on the full armor of God. You got to take a stand against the left schemes. You got to stand your ground. You got to be firm. You will face flaming arrows, but take up the shield of faith and fight on." Governor Ron DeSantis, for 1978 speech at the Faith and Freedom Coalition Road to Majority Conference in June 19, 2021. Now, I'd say that says a lot about the man right there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he also said we're certainly not going to bend the knee to woke executives in California.
Love it.
Well, the system's unself-destructive.
That's right.
The system's unself-destructive. There's going to be a remnant, and that's not all. So, you know, and we don't need a majority. 3% of the people who fought and won the Revolution were on their knees praying to God, and he delivered them. So this is what the example that we have to have.
Amen. Amen. You know, it reminds me of the story of Gideon. The Midianites had been over him for years. And what's Gideon doing? He was being wise as a serpent. He's hiding out in the, you know, beating out the wheat in the wine press. You know, he was being discreet, and he was ready. He was ready when the angel of the Lord visited him. And I think that's how we have to be today. We've talked a lot about over the last couple of years, it's been on everybody's minds to be ready, to be prepared for these things. And it sure is encouraging when you have a, you know, when you hear of a governor and those quotes that you guys shared, because it is battling, but it's being ready. That's for sure. That is for sure.
Well, another thing about Gideon was he didn't think too much of himself whenever he got his commands of what to do.
That's
even
right.
Though I'm sure it didn't seem like the feasible plan of action, but he said, "Yes, Lord, that's what I'm going to do."
That's right. He was humble, you know. He said, "Lord, me? I'm the least in my family, and my family's the least in the kingdom. Who am I?" It, you know, but wasn't David one of the youngest sons? And so it was. You're absolutely right, Josh. There was a humility there and obedience. And that's something the Judeos are going to have to learn, is obedience to God. And, well, let's hope he uses us to help open their eyes. Well, guys, thanks for joining us. We are out of time. We do want to invite everybody to church tomorrow. You can join us starting at 8:30 a.m. Mountain Time. That's 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern, 7:30 on the West Coast. And you can join us at scriptures4america.org. Click on the live video stream, and we'll plan on firing up about 8:30 in the morning and have a little bit of everything for you. We'll have a good God-honoring church service for you. So we hope you can join us there, and we'll see you there.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay, the price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive, don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more when it does.
And when it does,
it will even up the score, don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times